This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
Welcome to the Two Robbies podcast. I'm Robbie Earle. He's Robbie Musto. And this is a midweek Premier League special that focuses mainly at games at the top of the table. Musty, let's start at the Etihad. Manchester City had all the possession, but couldn't get all the points.
Yeah, I think disappointing, I think, is the first word that springs to mind, Rob. I mean, you expect it to be a little bit more open, a little bit more even in terms of the game plan.
Whose game plan?
Well, just in general, a Man City versus a Manchester United, Rob. Mm. Normally, both teams go to try and win the game.
Normally,
obviously,
yeah.
Manchester United didn't. Jose Mourinho is the manager of this football club now, and that's the way it is. And today is no surprise, and that's what you get when you bring in the manager. Now, I think where the interesting debate is, Rob, is was that okay? I mean, I think the consensus from our guys in the commentary position, and maybe you as well in the studio, Rob, about, well, that's kind of okay. Mm. I'm just a little bit less happy about that. I don't know if it is okay. They need to get in the top four. I think.
Yeah, but they got a point, Rob, away at Manchester City. So what more did you expect? I mean, you said, I remember going back to when Jose Mourinho's been talked about possible money for Manchester United, and you said there were a couple of things that troubled you.
Yeah.
He's worked with young players in his style of football.
Right.
Today was style of football, but he got the job done.
Well, that's okay then, is it, for Manchester United? United are okay with that? Do you think they're going to be okay with that in all big games to just park the bus?
I think he will do what he needs to do. Like at Chelsea, they didn't have the quality to maybe launch the counter-attacks that they would have liked to. Rashford made one or two good runs and the ball didn't come for him. But I think that's what he does, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
I had a debate with Rebecca before the game and I says Pep wants beauty and style and control. Jose doesn't give a damn as long as it gets him points. 24 games unbeaten, Rob. One of the best runs Manchester United have had, 13 of them draws. Jose doesn't care as long as his team are getting the points in the bag.
Yeah, but he's 14 points behind Chelsea. 14 points behind Chelsea with 13 draws. Like, that's 10 more than Chelsea. So, you know, that style, Rob, I'm just, you know, this is United now.
Yeah.
I know he did it with Chelsea and won the title kind of with this kind of style.
Yeah.
Sometimes in evidence, sometimes they played some really good football at Chelsea in that a couple of years ago in the first half of the season. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just a little disappointed. I expected a bit more the counter-attacking style to be a little bit more, you know, attack, counter-attack. We didn't see any of that in the second half. But it doesn't break any rules. It's really hard to play against. From City's point of view, you can maybe criticise. They didn't create enough chances.
Yeah.
But it's really hard when you've got a back four, Rob, that's the width of the 18-yard box. You've got Martial and you've got Mkhitaryan coming back to almost make fullback. It's like a 6-3-1.
It was West Bromwich Albion reincarnated.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just didn't. If I'm being totally honest, Rob, it didn't feel good for me to see United play that way. But I accept I could be wrong. I accept it's a good point for Manchester United. You know, there's not many games left, Rob. And you know, the Europa, I mean, that's not a foregone conclusion. They're going to win that. And this was an opportunity to win the game and to get ahead of Man City and put them really, in terms of those teams in and around, favourites. When you think of Arsenal, Liverpool and the two Uniteds to get
right
the top four,
it
was an opportunity today, Rob.
But, you know, let me play devil's advocate as my role often is. So no Pogba, no Zlatan, no Rojo. So three players he would probably start in his best 11 weren't available. And in some degrees, Rob, okay, we've come to park the bus if you're Manchester United and Jose Mourinho. When you look at Pep Guardiola's team, their attacking threats is their biggest part of their game. Defensively, there's still work to do, and we understand that that'll be something they'll address. But I didn't think David De Gea was overstretched on any particular moment. The one that's hit the post from Aguero was a good move, didn't fall for them. Beyond that, did they really create a chance that you thought should have been a goal?
Let me just go back. So, yeah, injured players for United. But what about David Silva? What about Gabriel Jesus, the player that came on?
Yeah, but they've got a deeper
on?
Squad, Rob, haven't they? They've got a better players.
Well, they're still, you know, City still missed important players that would have started this game, I think. So, you know, yeah, I get Zlatan, I get Pogba, but, you know, City missed players.
Well, they still had
70%
of the ball, Rob. 70% possession.
Yeah, and you know, again, it's I just think it's really hard to get in behind a team that's bunkered in so deep. And you'd expect with that amount of possession to get more opportunities at goal. Yeah. I think a lot of the shots were from distance.
Aguero didn't have his good chances.
No, but it was difficult. I think, you know, and you gave him man of the match, but Eric Bailly had a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. And he is so good as a Manchester United centre-back now. And they defended really, really well, but with lots of protection. So I think in some ways you can be disappointed with both sides, Rob. Yeah. And maybe that's why these two teams are not at the top of the league and they're kind of going for a top four spot. So kind of, I don't know, the whole thing of Manchester this year has been such an anticlimax. Even the handshake before the game, Rob, was warm. Yeah. It was warm between
Reeves. Yeah, we don't want that,
want warmth. So, I don't know. I want to be more kind of appreciative of Mourinho's point there. Because when you think about Man City away with injuries, etc., and all the games that they've had, and the results they've had over the last week has been excellent, by the way. He's reshuffled the squad. He's got it done. I just thought that they could have given a little bit more attempt to play and to give City more problems than they gave. One thing I'll... Vincent Kompany.
Yep.
Now, it's great that he's playing and it's great that he can finish these games. It's so important for Man City. He had a really good game today.
Yeah, he did
and
play well, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they deserve credit. As much as I criticise or I'm disappointed with United not doing more on a counter-attack, I thought those two players in particular were very, very quick to sniff out the first ball, to win the challenge, to not allow United's very quick counter-attacking players to have a good day.
Yep, I totally agree. And I said before the game, it's so important now that Kompany finishes the season, gets back into that rhythm of training and playing games and coming through. And, you know, he's still got a very, very important role. And as you say, did a good job at times of snuffing out Rashford. He was quite physical now and then, bumped him off the ball and did a few of the old pros. Things that are important. I just want to talk about two young players on both sides, Rob. I want to talk about Anthony Martial for Manchester United. Yeah. Zlatan didn't play. Rashford primarily played up front. There was a little rotation. I mean, is he the player we saw last season? Is that him at his best? Or
Martial.
Is he going to be a bit up and down? Is he ready yet to lead Manchester United's attack?
Unfortunately, he's not going to under Jose Mourinho, is he? He's just not, Rob, is he? He's just not a Mourinho type of player. In some ways, it's sad to see because I really enjoyed Anthony Martial last year. He had the trust of his manager, Van Gaal. He was a top goal scorer with 11 goals. He was quick. He was the go-to guy in a very difficult attacking season with the squad. When you look back at what he had as an attacking player, Van Gaal, compared to Zlatan, etc., and a few others now, Mkhitaryan, it was harder, and he did really well. And I just don't think it's going to happen for him. I think he's got his Marcus Rashford that he likes. He likes Rashford's attitude. He likes his pacing behind. Hopefully that continues. No guarantees. It's just disappointing. And when you look at Mkhitaryan as well, Rob, I know we're talking young players, but I'm looking at that game thinking, is he really
Take
enjoying this? But is he enjoying this? Like having to chase and to run back and to play as a fullback?
These are arguments and discussions we had about Eden Hazard in his first year with Mourinho, but then went on to be player of the year, Rob. I think that you're going to have to do it if you're going to be in Jose's team and you want to play in his first 11. Just move it the other way. I just want to talk about Gabriel Jesus, who came on today, thought he maybe scored the winner. He's obviously going to be very important to the future. Do you think, and Kyle said to me, like, we were talking about Aguero, and I said, wonder if he's a little bit spooked again now that Jesus is back. You know, he was dropped before he got the injury. Jesus is back around. Might we see a bit of a transition from Aguero to Jesus as City's number one striker?
No. Not just yet. I think because Raheem Sterling is struggling, Rob, I think there's an easy option to have Sané on one side, Jesus on the other, and Aguero as the striker. Now, that's my thought. You might be right, or you know, Pep might think, you know what, I want a Sterling, somebody a bit different on that side, a wide player, and I want Jesus through the middle. Mm. But I, if it was me, I would play Jesus where Sterling's playing. I'd still continue with Aguero up front, Leroy Sané on the left-hand side, and then figure out the midfield from there. So I don't see a reason why they can't play in the same team.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting though. Raheem Sterling's got to improve on his finishing. The big incident of the game, now before we wrap up on this one, was the Marouane Fellaini red card. I mean, I can't see his argument, to be honest. I think he may be in trouble for staying on the pitch and getting a little bit involved when the red card was shown. Mm. I mean, he's got no defence, has he?
He's got no defence. No defence. After Aguero got kicked three times on the yellow card, and then he went after him again and pulled him back again. I think Martin Atkinson was going to his pocket for the yellow, for a second yellow. And then the headbutt is a obvious movement towards the head of Sergio Aguero, and the direct red is a correct decision. Now, you know, that put his team under a lot of pressure for the remainder of the match, and he's going to be out as well now with all the games they've got coming up for three games from the Premier League anyway. But so, yeah, no defence.
Interesting take, though, from Jose. I don't know if you saw his post-match, where he said, well, there was a certain little Argentinian that was part of it as well, as though... Aguero played a part in that. Is that Jose just being Jose?
Yeah, he's trying to, you know, defend his player, a player that he really likes in Marouane Fellaini. It just happens too many times, Rob, doesn't it? You know, he comes on, he gives a penalty away, he gives points away. Now he's put his club under pressure for the next few weeks. And I know that Mourinho likes him, and I know that he can be effective in certain situations. But do you really think, Robbie, or that Marouane Fellaini is a Manchester United central midfield player?
I do right now, Rob, because that's where they are. I don't think in the grand scheme of things where they want to be when they're challenging for titles, I don't think Marouane Fellaini would get near that midfield. But where they are, Rob, battling out, trying to get in Europa, not being able to win games, his physicality and size is important both in defence and attack. I think the bigger picture, Rob, just rounding this one up, is there's two places, you know, pretty much Chelsea and Spurs are going to be in the top four. Two spaces between Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, and I'm going to throw in Arsenal. The door isn't shut, Robbie.
I can't believe I heard it. And he fell off my settee. I said to my missus, my counsellor, I was like, I can't believe what Robbie Hill just said. The pyjamas are back out.
That's they've got a chance, Robbie Mustard. If you look at the league, now, with the games in hand, they can go right back into the top four. Which two end up in for you? Which two end up out?
I'm not changing my mind. I've changed it enough times. I had out, back in January, I think it was, Liverpool and Manchester United. I had out. And I'm not changing. So I've got Arsenal. You know, it's too close to call, Rob. It could come down to like one point between those three. It's going to be an incredibly tight race right to the finish for the third and fourth spot of Liverpool, City, United and Arsenal. Four clubs going for two places. And, you know, who knows? Who knows? United, I don't think United are going to do it. I just don't. I think the Europa is going to take over with injury suspension. So I'm definitely putting United out. And before, I had Liverpool out and Arsenal in. That's where I could be wrong. That's where Arsenal's recent form has dropped them out now, that it could be difficult to replace Liverpool. I think Man City will stay in.
Yeah, I think City will stay in.
So it comes down for me between Arsenal and Liverpool, because I think United will just drop away. And because I went with Arsenal a while ago, I guess I'm going to stick with them without much confidence. But what a great race is going to be. What do you think?
Yeah, I go with City. I just think the quality, they'll end up in there. There's no way that they'll want Europa League football. And listen to this sound, Robbie Musto. I'm dusting down the pyjamas from the back out for Arsenal. Arsenal's going to do it again and end up in the top four, as he always does. Listen, let's move it on, mate. Let's talk about the top of the table. Chelsea got the job done against Southampton in the M4-2, but at 1-1, that game was in the balance, and there's a few nerves, weren't defending set pieces particularly well, and I thought at one stage they might not get all 3 points in that one, but as ever, with Chelsea and Costa getting a couple of goals, they find a way.
Yeah, I thought Costa was excellent in the second half. And my main takeaway from this game, Rob, is Cesc Fabregas.
Yeah.
It just is. I mean,
how well has he been managed, Rob, by Conte to stay part of this? Because to be honest, I was thinking get him out. You know, that's a bad egg in there. You don't want a player like that that could
so,
work
so you were
him.
Do you think you were wrong there?
Yeah,
then, Rob,
I was massively
you know,
wrong.
About Mourinho and the way he kind of... Yeah. Or he might have undermined the manager.
Correct.
But he might have said, you know what, I don't like Mourinho and I'm going to say it. But yeah. anybody else, I'm going to work for him. Is that the truth?
Absolutely, hands up. Read it wrong. Conte's managed him brilliantly. He comes on to games. He gives him an extra dimension. I still think he's got a big future at Chelsea, Rob.
Well, he has in this system, Rob, with five defenders and with Matic and Kante, you can have two number 10s, these little luxury players. And at the moment, it's Hazard and Cesc behind Diego Costa. And it's great for Hazard, it's great for Willian and Pedro, but it's also great for Cesc Fabregas. Because when he plays that higher wide role, he comes back into midfield. You saw it for the first goal, wasn't it?
Where he's got turns, a lovely understanding.
He plays that ball in behind. It's got to be better for Diego Costa. Costa's got to be a happier forward when Cesc Fabregas is in the lineup because he knows he looks for him every time he gets out of his feet and looks up. He's looking for the big man in behind or over the top or down the sides. I thought Cesc was the main reason why, and a great selection from the manager, Antonio Conte, put him in and they won this game. Just an excellent performance.
Okay, let me put it on you. You're Cesc Fabregas. You're playing some games, missing others, sitting on the bench. Comes the end of the season, you get your title medal, you've won, and then next season, you're happy to sit there again? Because I get the sense that might not happen. I'm not sure at this stage of his career, Rob, whether he's going to want to be a bit poor player. This is a champion player who's played, you know, one of the first names in most teams he's played in.
I think it's a great question. He's 29 years of age, so he could absolutely get a really good move to another very, very big club. But is something special happening at Chelsea under this manager? They're going to win the title. Is next season going to be a Champions League campaign to look forward to enjoy? Does Cesc, and I think this is probably the most important part, does Cesc believe in himself that, you know what, I am really close to being a starting member of this team? Yeah, because I think he is close. Yeah. He is close. And in certain games, he plays him instead of Matic to play alongside Kante for the extra footballing ability. Yeah. But in this position, You can play him as well. It just means that Pedro Hazard have to miss out for him to play. So, and living in London, and he must be so settled after being there for so long. I just think he might stay on, Rob. I think the project, the exciting times under Antonio Conte, I think he's going to want to stay on.
Talking of projects, moving forward to Tottenham, who played after Chelsea had got the win. So a little bit of pressure, 7-point gap again, and left it late. Christian Eriksen with a super strike from fully 25 yards, got them the 3 points. Are you seeing something more in Spurs than we saw last year? It's this group of, there's something about this group now, isn't it? They've got a little bit of mental strength, a little bit of maturity that I think this game last year, they'd have panicked, Rob. I think this game, they'd have drawn 0-0 and they've gone away disappointed. But I said, individually and collectively, there's something very different about this group of players. And I was explaining to one of my mates just very quickly on this one, was that I said, do you know what? There's not many times I miss being around football. But when I look at that Spurs group, I miss what they've got, a togetherness. I bet you they have a laugh on the coach, the training, the banter. It just looks to me like a really happy place to go and be doing your work at the moment.
I thought Pochettino did well in this game, Rob. I think he switched his system. I think after 25 minutes, he switched his players in the second half and was a little bit brave because I thought, Sissoko, coming on.
He took Dembele and Wanyama off. Wanyama was on a yell and maybe could have got a second one. So he then went
4-2-4 and in the two in the midfield is Christian Eriksen. Yeah. So you've got an attacking player. So I thought that was absolutely fantastic. To answer your question, I saw an extra determination, an extra kind of sense of desperation to win this game that I'm pretty sure we didn't see last year, Rob. It was a little bit, this isn't going very well, and we can't, you know, we're frustrated, we can't find a way through key games. This was like, we're going to make it happen. I thought there was more drive. I thought then that's whether it's more maturity, as you said a few months ago about, you know, having the know-how to win games. You know, this was really one of those situations where they did, and I thought it was fantastic. I really did. The only thing the only other thought, you know, Rob, and I'm sorry, I'm switching from the game to a big picture item, but I just want to get your take on it. There's been a little bit of talk in the media about certain players. I think it started with Kyle Walker about a new contract.
Going,
and there's a little bit of talk about, are these young, brilliant players of Spurs going to start getting their heads turned with some of the wages that other guys are earning at clubs? Because I think Spurs, they're not earning the 200 grand a week.
No,
they're not.
No.
Is that any concern? I think it's a bit of a cause for concern, Rob. The longer they're successful, and I know it's great, and I know they love the manager, and the club is going in a brilliant direction, money always raises this ugly head to turn the heads of some players.
I hear you. And listen, there's been plenty of talk. You go on international duty players tour, managers say, have a word with this guy. All that stuff goes on. I'd like to think on this occasion, Rob, and what Spurs do is like give you a new contract every year, 18 months, if they can. They try and do it that way than going the big money. I just think there's something special happening at the football club. And I, at this time, and maybe naively or not, think that this group of players might just decide, you know what, I need to stay around this. It was interesting when Kyle was on the sideline when we were back in England, and he said to Harry Kane about, you know, moving from this club and how do you keep this group together? And very, very quickly, Harry Kane said, there ain't many clubs better than this. Why would you want to leave this club? And I thought it was a really strong answer from a guy who, listen, if he came available, there'd be plenty of offers for him. But maybe this group might help keep themselves together because they feel they're onto something special.
No, I think it's a great point. I think it's a great point. And it is special that's happening at Spurs. And I just, you know, I thought it was a game where Dele Alli was quite quiet, Kane was quiet. But Christian Eriksen stepped up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure he could have done, you know, what he would have done that.
Yeah,
in the
he
last
wasn't.
Always,
he's not always been my favourite.
I know he hasn't been your favourite.
Yeah, I tell you what, I took my hat off to him. Yeah, brilliant shot. Took responsibility. Is the running? Is their running going to trouble them? I mean, they've got to find a way to close this 4-point gap. Chelsea go to Everton at the weekend. They need Everton to do them a favour. Spurs obviously host Arsenal in the North London derby.
Yeah.
Are tough games going to be the thing that stops Spurs?
I think Spurs have got to be immaculate. They've got to be perfect. And it starts from this weekend. Me and you were back in the studio together, Rob, this weekend.
It's a massive game, isn't it?
And I think Sunday is it.
Yeah.
Sunday is it. Because Chelsea's games after Everton away are very winnable for a team that's that close. And they can see the prize so close that they're not going to let that slip. Sunday is it. Now, of course, Spurs have to beat Arsenal. And Chelsea have to slip up against Everton for this race to continue. Because after this Sunday, if both teams win, 4 points, you're running out of games with their schedule, they can't be caught. So it's huge. And Spurs, I think, will show their dominance over Arsenal that we've seen over the league campaign with the league table right now. And I think the Everton-Chelsea game is it. If Chelsea win there, I think we can rub our hands together and say, you know what, they're gonna find no ways to slip up now. What do you think?
Well, I'm just interested, Robert. I'm going to bring Arsenal into the equation because they got to win 1-0 against Leicester. Own goal from Robert Huth, doesn't matter how they go, they get the 3 points. The 0-0 draw today for Man City and Manchester United opens the door again for them. I almost feel it might be roles reversed in the North London derby. And for many years, Spurs have been trying to stop Arsenal maybe going on to titles or making sure they get in the top four. I think Arsenal are going to be extra motivated. I think Arsenal might go out with a punch. I think this is a really tough game for Spurs just because of what's at stake and that Arsenal don't want them to finish above them, which is going to look like, don't want them to win a title before they do so. I just think that this might be a difficult game for Spurs at home.
I think it's interesting. I think it's a good angle, and why wouldn't Arsenal want to upset Spurs?
Yeah.
You'd think that. And we've questioned the determination of Arsenal and the kind of the fighting ability, the character of this team a little bit. This will be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced with the three at the back, though. What I saw of the Leicester game,
It was Monreal. They put Monreal in there, didn't they?
Yeah, it was better.
A bit more fluid.
Because I saw it firsthand from like 10 yards away when me and Lee Dixon were pitchside at the Riverside.
Yeah,
it was the first time they played
it.
And it didn't look very natural. You did commentary at that time, Rob.
Yeah.
But looking at most of the Leicester game, it looked flowing a little bit more, and it released up Ozil and Walcott with Sanchez playing up front, which I've said from as soon as he started doing it, is that the reason why Arsenal can go a long way this season. He changed it around and didn't play Sanchez so much up there. But so I'm still not convinced. I still think that Spurs' power, their energy, the fact now that there's a little bit of talent and match-winning capabilities in more of this Spurs team now than we've seen over the last couple of years, I still think Spurs will just ram home that they're the top dogs in North London at the moment.
Listen, there's the elephant in the room that's continued from very early on when Arsene Wenger said that there was a decision coming soon. It hasn't come anytime soon. But are we at the stage where a big Spurs win could signal the end for Wenger? Are we any nearer knowing what the future holds at Arsenal Football Club? They're back in the picture, Rob. They've got half a chance. They could finish in the top four. Does that again mean that Arsene Wenger stays?
You know what? I think we'll find out on FA Cup final day. Because if he wins the FA Cup final, and it's not, it wouldn't be my choice, of course, I think it's time for change. I think the board, there's no way the board are going to pull a contract away from a guy that just won the FA Cup. You know,
Louis van Gaal?
Well, it's just different, isn't it, Rob? It's so different with Wenger's been there for so long and the relationship. I mean, if they don't finish in the top four, which is very possible, and they lose that final to Chelsea, then I think it's really, really hard for him to stay on.
I've got to tell you, Rob,
Do you think he's staying?
Yeah, I spent a bit of time in London after we had the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Talked to one or two people around the football club, and that all indications say to me, plans are being put in place for next season as though Arsene Wenger's there. There seems to be no conversation about him not being there, Rob. So, listen, let's not be surprised if we're having the Arsene Wenger debate and the pyjamas are out this time next season and we're saying the same thing. Listen, just before we go, mate, I'm afraid let's talk about your old club, Middlesbrough, won what they call the Derby of Doom, but managed to get 3 points. It at least gives them a little bit of hope, Rob. It's going to be a greatest of great escapes.
Yeah.
But, you know, decent day for Middlesbrough. Another shocker for Sunderland. David Moyes in this football club just seems like things... It's not a good marriage.
No, I mean, it's just shocking, really, how bad Sunderland have been. I mean, of course, Middlesbrough haven't been much better. They're 6 points from safety, Middlesbrough. I mean, it's going to be difficult now. They've got 4 games remaining. They've got some really hard games to come up as well. So, yeah, miracles of all miracles. But I think almost the biggest story is David Moyes. And I think, you know, this is worse than we expected, Rob, isn't it? This is a lot worse than I expected when Moyes took over Sunderland, and we knew that it's not a great squad, and we know that they've struggled over the last few years. But I expected David Moyes to put up more of a fight than this. And I think, and what we're hearing from the end of that game, is that the fans are saying,
what
is this guy? He's done nothing for us. Nothing but pessimism and bad results. Yeah. Look at one of the worst records in the Premier League history. I mean, I still think he should be allowed to regroup, take a breath in the summer and try and rebuild. But the pressure's grown on this guy from the fans, maybe from the club. You know what? Maybe he's not the right person.
Yeah, and it's a group of fans generally at Sunderland, Rob. You know, whether you support the club or not, you generally get behind their managers, certainly get behind the team, and loyal or hard-working, give people a chance. Something just doesn't quite seem right. But what I would say in defence of David Moyes and where I'd put him alongside, I remember Rafa Benitez when Newcastle went down, and he came out very quickly, the manager, and said, listen, I'm at this football club, I'm going to keep things together and we're going to come back. And I was fortunate enough last week on Monday night to see Newcastle win the game against Preston 4-1 and bring themselves back up. And, you know, I just think that David Moyes has the possibility of doing that with Sunderland, but he needs everybody behind him and he needs a unified club, Rob. And he'll have to change one or two of the players within that squad. But David Moyes has been in that division. He started at Preston. He's gets his hands dirty kind of coach. He doesn't mind that. I just think that, you know what, if you've got one as good as him, I'm not sure I'd get rid of him just quite so easily.
I tell you what, I think it's a miles harder job, though, to turn it around and get promoted again. I'll be very impressed if he manages to do that with so much change just needed. Let me just throw this at you. Their next home game on Saturday, Bournemouth at home. The home game after that, which is the last home game, is Swansea at home. I'm saying this, Rob. If that's a really... When you get an Eddie Howe come in with his little old Bournemouth, if they beat someone with great football, and then you've got Swansea coming to town and they beat you as well, I'm telling you, I know the area. I know that group of fans there. They're going to be baying for blood of the manager. The last two home games go badly wrong, and we know Ellis Short and the hierarchy at that football club, that he does... He does fire managers. It's just something to keep an eye on. I don't want it to happen, but they're big games at home. And you know what it's like, Rob, when we've both played in hostile, horrible environments at home where you're struggling, toxic, you lose. It's blimmin' awful, and it could be at that stadium.
It's a really good point, and not help Sunderland, certainly, and Moyes aren't helped that the Raf has got Newcastle back up. So one's going one way and one's going the other. So, mate, that's where I'll have to call it time, and a week where the four-point gap remains between Chelsea and Spurs at the top of the table. The two powerhouses of Manchester had to be content with a point apiece. Remember, to be part of the Premier League conversation, look out for our next podcast on Monday after Liverpool travel to Watford, and we'll take a look back at the last North London derby at White Hart Lane. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review the shows on Apple Podcasts. The ratings help increase our ranking and visibility, which allows more football fans to be part of the debate. So for me, Robbie Earle, and him, Robbie Musto, thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Want to earn extra cash for the holidays? Amazon Flex is expanding in the San Francisco Bay Area. Opportunities in Richmond, Oakland, and Daly City. Earn around $20 to $27 an hour delivering packages with Amazon. All you need is a car, a smartphone, and some free time. This is a great opportunity to be your own boss, deliver when you want, and make extra money. With Amazon Flex, you'll have flexible hours and great earnings. To get started, download the app at flex.amazon.com. That's F-L-E-X.amazon.com. You must be at least 21 years old. Limited opportunities available. Get started at flex.amazon.com.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.